Tommy the Shy in Camp the Shiacon. Well, it's high spirits here in the camp. There's a lot of support from passing motorists. Everybody's looking forward to the demonstrations, which are going to be peaceful and hopefully very, very effective.
South Africa, but we appear to be following in its footsteps.
In Shannon, the security operation is stepped up as the demonstrators begin to arrive.
Shannon Airport's been used to transport soldiers, weapons, prisoners of war, totally illegally in a so-called neutral country.
We've got 1,000 balloons which we're trying to prepare for making some kind of aerial spectacle, because this demonstration is about the airways and an airport.
It's plainly obvious that he's using this country for electoral propaganda to get votes from Irish people and from Irish Americans in America.
Not just a security operation, but a full-scale deployment of Ireland's military hardware.
Criminal damage and littering.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for that. Criminal damage and littering.
Get out of there and get a real job, will ya?
New security cameras are also hoisted into position to allow the Gardaí to monitor every movement within the 10-mile high security zone.
Letting them go, they're off.
I don't understand.
A huge operation is being mounted as anti-war campaigners plan to stage a series of demonstrations against the Bush visit.
The security operation for this weekend's visit by President Bush will be the largest in the history of the state. 6,000 Gardaí troops will be on duty.
We are not criminals, but there is a criminal coming in here at 8 p.m. Hope you're ready and waiting.
What are you spraying?
U.S. military equals murder. What am I doing here? I'm here to protest against the US military use of Shannon Airport, because 1 in 4 US troops travel through Shannon on their way to Iraq. Well, this morning we went up as far as the terminal building and pulled into an industrial estate beside Shannon, and that's been used as a temporary detention centre and a temporary police station and courthouse. And there's tanks, there's, you know, you name it, they've got it down there. I've never seen a military presence like it. It's insane. It really, really is. It looks like a war zone. Like a war zone.
A task force of 6,000 troops and Gardaí is being assembled to protect President Bush during his two-day stopover.
That and other details of the Garda plans for the largest security operation ever mounted in this state were finally revealed tonight. 4,000 Gardaí are being deployed to the area. CCTV footage of Garda helicopters will monitor protesters' movements, and every nearby water main, manhole, secondary road and walkway has been checked. Limerick Prison is on standby, and a temporary prison has been constructed at a warehouse at Shannon Industrial Estate.
More than 2,000 troops, 4 naval ships and Air Corps planes are being deployed over the weekend. Some of the training has focused on chemical and biological attacks and air assaults.
At the same time, Arianta revealed that 56,000 US troops passed through Shannon this year and that 120,000 came through during 2003.
This visit is contrary to the desires and wishes of the majority of Irish people, who are very much opposed to the celebrating and inviting rather than indicting of a war criminal. I lived in Iraq for 8 months following the latest onslaught at the beginning of this occupation, accompanying or living with people, you you know, who had been plunged from one extended nightmare, now being plunged into another nightmare of insecurity and uncertainty as to what the future holds. I think Ireland is complicit on a number of levels. I mean, the very blatant complicity is in the continued refueling of American military aircraft and the passing through of American troops through Shannon each month.
President Bush is in Ireland tonight, where he meets tomorrow with European leaders before flying to a NATO summit in Turkey. Both meetings will focus on Iraq.
Times have changed on the Emerald Isle. President Bush is getting a lot less than Ireland's traditional 100,000 welcomes. Because here, as in much of Europe, America is no longer as widely admired.
But bringing tanks into a crowd control situation is absolutely inappropriate. And it's against all best military doctrine. These tanks are designed for destroying other tanks, not destroying peace activists.
Do you know when you'll be taken to court? Okay. Right, I'll try and phone Joe, okay? Good man, bye. Ed has been arrested. He's been held on a battleship. He's going to be taken to Fines Garda Station in 10 minutes, and I've got to get a lawyer for him, so I'm just about to phone the lawyer. He's on the water in a boat. He was arrested and then removed from the boat, all three of them, and put on one of the battleships, the American battleships.
From Dublin to Shannon, demonstrators marched against U.S. policy tonight as President Bush touched down in Ireland looking for help to stabilize Iraq. The Irish countryside is under heavy security. 10,000 police and troops with heavy armor, an extraordinary force for this small country, are deployed to keep the peace. It's very different from the way U.S. presidents have traditionally been welcomed in this nation so closely tied to America. But these days, there is angry disagreement with American policy.
The White House advance team, officials from the Department of Foreign Affairs, and Irish Army Rangers are involved in the security operation.
The summit's an opportunity for the EU and America to talk both trade and politics.
Jim, what's the latest there at Shannon? Well, Brian, as you join us here at Shannon, you can perhaps see over my shoulder that just a tiny handful of anti-war demonstrators have gathered here.
But there's important business to be done. Business which sees the Taoiseach heading up the European position.
President Bush was welcomed by Irish leader Bertie Ahern to Dromoland Castle, where they'll be part of a summit with the European Union. En route, his aide said they expect NATO at another summit in Istanbul Monday to make some sort of commitment to help Iraq train its security forces. In an interview with Irish television today, the president was asked about the war in Iraq, which will be the target of large protests here. Mr. Bush said he strongly argues the world is better off because of what the U.S. did, and that he will not turn back.
Why can't we just go through? I won't ask you a political question because I know that you're not going to answer it. But, you know, if you knew someone, and we'll call him Mr. X, if Mr. X killed thousands of people, innocent people, what would you say?
Everybody!
and it's time that we up our ante, that we represent, you know, a more human side of the West, something that runs far deeper than cluster bombs and racism, which are the only exports that people in Palestine and Afghanistan and Iraq are seeing from the West at the moment. Reclaim the media and reject the spin and propaganda and the adaptation of a language, you know, which is not accurate in describing what is going on. This policy of complete disregard for the sanctity of human life, of blood, of potential, of people's hopes and dreams in Iraq and Palestine did not begin and will not stop with George W. Bush. It is a policy that is inherent in the US administration, and it's something that we have to challenge continually.
Now, there's been great ties between Ireland and America, and we've got a lot of Irish Americans here that are very proud of their heritage and their country. But they must not understand if they're angry over Abu Ghraib. And we've helped the Irish, and we'll continue to do so. We've got a good relationship with Ireland. Let me finish. And so, yes, I can turn to my friend Bertie Ahern and say, thank you. Thanks for helping. And I appreciate it very much.
Bush's Irish visit will be brief, but fears remain that protests will turn nasty at Drumoulin Castle in Clare.
This warrant empowers each and every citizen of Ireland. There being evidence that George Walker Bush, hereinafter called the defendant, is accused of the offences of crimes against peace, crimes against humanity, violations of the laws or customs of war, torture, aggression, contrary to international law and contrary to the laws of Ireland.
Step aside, order your men to move aside and let us through. We're going to serve this warrant on this man and take him to the International Criminal Court with him. This is a known international war crime criminal who is on the loose in Ireland unlawfully. And we're here to take him into detention, sir. We ask for your cooperation, or if you won't cooperate, at least step aside. It is illegal, sir, under the law in this country to prevent the detention of someone guilty of torture. Therefore, we're asking you to move aside.
We will not be moving aside. If you want to serve the documents, you can bring them down to the headquarters in Shannon, where the documents will be taken from you there, sir.
The headquarters up here at Drumoulin Castle, sir. That's where we have to go with this. This man is there.
Shannon, the documents will be taken.
Come on now, step aside. Be reasonable. We're going to have to use force. Judiciary don't have the independence to uphold the law, and it's left to the people to try and do it. It's a sad reflection on the government in this country that they're cowed down before this man, Bush, today, rather than arresting him and bringing him before international justice, which is where he should be. This man is one of the most wantonly insane criminals to have stalked the face of the earth for a good many decades. Wantonly insane. This is a man who claims that God speaks to him in his own head and gives him orders of who to murder, who to attack, and who to make war on. In this country, people who hear voices in their head from God telling them to murder people, they're not made the president of this republic. They're slapped inside psychiatric hospitals. Don't let us through that. Bring that war criminal out here. Let him smell them bananas. Come on, pull him up here. Let him smell them bananas and he'll jump in there and get them himself. We just dropped the cage on him. Come on, pull him out. You'll recognize him with his hairy knuckles dragging on the ground.
On the streets of Shannon in Dublin, protests over U.S.-Iraq policy. But from the grounds of an insulated 16th-century castle, a show of support.
Some people didn't agree with the decision that I made and others made as well. I have made. Let me say one other thing about America that your viewers must know, is that not only are we working hard to promote security and peace, we're also working to eradicate famine and disease. There's no more generous country on the face of the earth than the United States of America. And no other country in the world feeds more of the hungry than the United States. And so we're a compassionate nation.
today shown the command center from which Garda chiefs will direct their response to protests or any other attack on the US president and a high-level EU delegation.
We are delighted President Bush is here. He's here as a guest of the EU, as a guest of the government.
What we're doing now is implementing our plan, which has been hatched over many, many months. We've worked very hard, Interpol, Europol, all our colleagues right across the world have been very valuable to us in providing us with assistance on intelligence and all that sort of thing.
Well, we hear this press conference has been held up. We don't know how long it's been held up for. Apparently, the American press corps has some trouble getting to the site of the press conference. Right now, as I say, we're still a little bit delayed. Of course, we're still waiting for that press conference. As you can see, I think, from these pictures, we still have three empty podiums. But there you can see Condoleezza Rice. You can get a look now, I think, at the site of the press conference. It's not yet ready to begin. We're waiting for our Taoiseach, Bertie Ahern, for the president, and all for the EU's External Relations Commissioner. But we don't yet have Bertie Ahern, President Bush, or Chris Patten, but no sign, apparently, of the American press corps, which is what we hear is holding up this press conference. We're just watching pictures here, Kevin Myers, of the US press corps running at a clip from there.
Goes, hush, my job is to do my job, you know. I'm going to do it the way I think is necessary. I'm going to set a vision, I will lead, and we'll just let the chips fall where they may.
We all live in a fascist red dream, a fascist red dream, a fascist red dream.
Hey!
We all live.
I'm going to say it's a very short song, and I'd like to dedicate it to the members of Law and Order behind you. Put your hands together for the Gardaí and up in the Park Terrace, the Special Forces.
stupid constitution, but we are actually completely legally entitled to be here, and they have no legal precedent to remove us.
We're so big.
I just want the guards, Louis, the little love light. They want to give the guards like a hug.
They're hugging each other.
For the first time in the history of the Irish state, the Irish Defence Force has been deployed against peaceful protesters.
It was like, woo, woo, and when you hear that noise and you're a protest, you're running like fuck. And it was riot police running, which running with riot police, and APCs coming in, and choppers running in, and whoa, it was rocking, and the adrenaline was pumping. And
20,000 innocent Iraqis are dead, missing and injured. Bad water, no electricity, food, medicine, scarce supply. Car bombs, death, destruction, torture and mayhem. Are George W. Bush's gifts to Iraq. He is deluding himself if he thinks the world is a safer place. Baghdad, Bali, Barcelona. In County Clare, Irish tanks point at Irish people. The world is living in a climate of fear and paranoia. It's no longer the good goddamn commies, it's Muslims and Allah. We're all supposed to be afraid of. Not me, I'm not afraid of Muslims or Allah. But I'm afraid, very afraid, of the religious far right and corporate America's lust for power. George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously. Trained by Al Qaeda in the heart of Texas to fight for the faithful army.
He's now in the process of uniting the rest of the world against the good old US of A. The land of the free will come crashing down if he has his way.
It's the only explanation of Bushy boys and Islamic fundamentalists.
It's important for us. We have seven important measures that Europe wants to agreed at this meeting, and issues that I think are important to hopefully to George Bush as well. The Iraqi situation is one of those. A declaration of support for the people of Iraq, the broader Middle East that both Brian Cowan and I have been working on.
You mentioned, for example, the issue of prisoners.
Trained by Al Qaeda in the heart of Texas to fight for the faithful army.